So the last we left off, we were speaking about the Pnimius of Shabbos. We introduced the Neshama Yisera. And we were explaining that the Neshama Yisera is really this inner world of Shabbos. And as the Ari outlines for us, the Shabbos has two dimensions. There's the Olamos, and there's the Neshamas. And again, we have this Marmokam at the top of the page once again. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Kol mitzvah shenasan lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYisrael, nasan lahem b'farhesia, chutz mishabbos, shenasan lahem b'tzina. That Shabbos was given b'tzina. As it says, Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. So the Gemara, as we said, points out and implies for us this concept of many dimensions of Shabbos, because the Gemara says, what do you mean? It was given b'tzina, it was given b'farhesia. So the Gemara says, matan schar was given b'tzina. No, really, matan schar was also given b'farhesia. It's the neshama yaseira which was given b'tzina. So the neshama yaseira is this inner world of Shabbos. Now, something which we should ask ourselves, and we're going to be developing in Eretz Hashem for the next couple of days, this theme, is the relevance of Kedushas Yisrael with Kedushas Shabbos. The first Ramakam we have is Gemara in Beitza, just one daf after the Gemara before. Gemara says in Beitza daf Yitzayim and Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Yoyin Tev Shechaliyas B'Shabbos, Tani Tana Kamei D'Ravina, Mekadish Yisrael V'HaShabbos V'Azmanim. So Ravina learns, it was said in before Ravina, I should say, Mekadish Yisrael of the Hashabbos v'Hazmanim. The Gemara says, can't be. Amalei, Atu Shabbos, Yisrael Mekadishalei. What do you mean that Shabbos, Klai Yisrael's Mekadish Shabbos? As we pointed out last week, V'Hashabbos Mekadisha V'Kayima. The Kedusha Shabbos is Mekadisha V'Kayima. It's not that Klai Yisrael's Mekadish the Shabbos. The Gemara says, you're right. Ela'ema Mekadish Hashabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim. And that's how we paskin, that the nusach which we say is Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. That the Kedusha Shabbos comes first, then Yisrael, and then the Zman. So take a look at the Avudram. And he explains, Kedushas HaShabbos Hisibas Kedushas Yisrael. It's a very bold statement. And he quotes the Gemara, the pasuk, based on the Gemara, which we expounded upon from the very first year, Shneimar ki hi ois hi beinu uveinechem ladas ki ani Hashem mekadishcha. So he understands this pasuk to be saying that Kedusha Shabbos is an os that I am mekadish you, as if to say v'hi goremes Kedusha Yisrael. Now this is the das of Avudram, who was one of the Rishonim. What we're going to see, Mitzvah Hashem, is that as we delve into the deeper dimensions of Shabbos, we find something literally magnificent. What we need to understand moving forward is Vasidas the Neshama Yaseir. We spoke about it last week, last year. And we can quote many Maimakamas from today till tomorrow about the different dimensions, applications, skulos, milos of this Neshama Yaseir, which is Sfar Makdoshim Marachivan. One of the things which we've been expounding upon, this idea of neshamas and olamos, is that there's a concept that the Kedusha Shabbos is not just a place or a time which we exist in, but rather it's a concept of which the Kedusha Shabbos enters into us. As the Sfasema says in the next Maram Makom, Ramzu Chazal Ba'amram, Shabbos Ein Tzarech Tfilin. The reason why Shabbos, there's no tefillin on Shabbos. Shehem atzmam ois. Ki al yidei ha-tefillin yuchal lehizgalos ha-pnimius sheba adam. Tefillin has a way of being megala the pnimius adam. U'b'Shabbos misgala b'koyach ha-adam ba'atzmai. So we're moving in this direction that the Kedushas Shabbos is connecting to the atzmius ha-adam. As the Medrash says in Bereishis Rabbi Yad Aleph Beis, Berechai Bo'ar Panav Shal Adam, that when the Torah says, Vayivarech What is this Vayivarech of Shabbos? The Or Panim of Shabbos. Kitshay Bar Or Panim Shal Adam. Laidayme Or Panim Shal Adam Koyame Sa Shabbos Kamosha Hudayme B'Shabbos. It's not just because he's happy. It's because of what we're going to be developing with the next Ma'am Makomus, is that the Pnei Ha'adam is Moira on the Pnimiyas Ha'adam. And since Kedushas Shabbos is Nichnas into the Pnimiyas Ha'adam, so Memeila, the Pnei Adam has a different aura and a different surah. As the Sefer HaManig says in the next Ma'am Makom, Shabbos Kepanim Chadashasi, we know based on Tosos and Ksuvis, based on Yerushalmi, Vayichalu Lekim B'yam HaShvi, Mahaya Ha'olam Chasem, Menucha, Bo Shabbos, Menucha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Boyu V'am Mishira, Panim Chadashas Bo Lekan, V'zehu Mizmor Shir Liyam HaShabbos. The real aimik of what this means, Panim Chadashos, is that although it's accepted in perhaps Halacha, Alpi Pshat, that the inyan of Panim Chadashos is that Shabbos itself has a Panim Chadashos from the other days of the week, Pnei Shabbos Nekabala. In Pnimius, though, the idea is that the Adam himself has a Panim Chadashos. That's because the Kedushas HaShabbos is nichnas into the Pnimius Adam. This is brought out by the Maral, which is the next Maral Makom. It's kedai to see the whole thing inside, where we're just going to read a couple lines. Yeshach aladas ki HaShabbos hi hadvekes sheyes b'Yisrael lima kadosh baruch hu dechsev. And he quotes the pasuk which we said before, that Avu Dram quoted, which is based on that Gemara. Ki ois hi beineu veineichem ladas ken yashem mekadishchem. And he explains that the umos are misalakim in Hashabbos. And then he says a couple lines later, ki ein doime chibur v'dibuk shal Shabbos kishar chibur v'dibuk sheish li Yisrael im HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad shahar mitzvahs. That the dveikus which Klal Yisrael has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the mitzvah of Shabbos is a different type of a dveikus which we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through other mitzvahs. You can see the next paragraph that explains that a little bit. But this inyan of dveikus which takes place between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at the roots of this idea of the Neshama Yisera. And this is developed very beautifully by the Al-Sheikh. It's kedai to see the Al-Sheikh in Parshas Kisisa Perek Lamed Aleph. There are many such Lashonis by the Al-Sheikh there. The Al-Sheikh, he writes, for example, explaining the Inyan of the Neshama Yisera, V'lama shenafsha is b'nei Yisrael, chelek alekam ima. The Kedushas Shabbos has to do with the fact that Klal Yisrael is a chelek alekam ima. Al kein bevei haShabbos misayreres umisrabeis bechinai seha umashpias al koyim akamis kedusha befrat al nefesh kol Yisrael lefi gidra ba'al toich pnimius nafsha shehan nefesh nasis keheichel al hashefahu, that the neshama Yisera enters into our neshama yan kihu yisun or gadol ma'od me'echos nafshay. He says that this is a very high potency of light which comes in and of itself from the Kedushas HaNeshama, which maybe we'll speak about tomorrow. Ves ha-yisran ha-zeh ha-kara b'seinu zah nefesh yisera. Shuhal ha-yisran sheyesh l'shefa ha-hu ha-metzias ha-nefesh asher v'kirbay. And again, the Al-Sheikh ha-yidhi ha-nefesh yisera misachezes nafsho imkono b'chut chesed mashach b'menu yisbarach ha-teich nafsho v'zehu b'einu v'en b'nei Yisrael v'alkein zar. Nothing can get in the way and to separate that dveikus, which Maral was speaking about, between the Kedushas Yisrael and Kedushas Kodesh Baruch Hu. As the Sasames again explains, B'Shabbos is Malam Min Asiya, Zoyech B'nei Yisrael, Kabbal Neshama Yisera, and he quotes that pasuk in the Gemara again, Ki ois hi b'nei v'neichem, B'li shum emtza'i, B'li shum emtza'i, Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, Shekama mina kedushas nimsayim ba'olam. Avu b'nei Yisrael mekalim hakedusha mehashem yizbarach be'atzmo kivyachol. This is perhaps the most powerful in Ma'ariv Makom developing this idea. K'mo shedarshu chazal, ani v'lei malach gabi yitzias mitzayim. He's highlighting the concept ani Hashem mekadishchem. That the kedusha which Klal Yisrael receives on Shabbos is called ani Hashem. That type of kedusha, because there's many types of kedusha, says the Sfasemes. But this kedusha which is called ani Hashem mekadishchem, we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos. Kamaikain, Yishlaramas Kam, Vemaidas Kedushas HaShabbos, Laime HaMaisa, Shas HaKedusha, Mislateshes B'Maisa, Vezet Tzarech Bir Ve'edas. That's a different idea. But there's an Indian here called Ani Hashem Mikadishchem, that we come to know Ladas Ki Ani Hashem Mikadishchem through the Neshama Yaseyav Shabbos. I don't know who the Ma'or Chaim is, this next Mayim Makom, but he's definitely greater than me. And he says, Imashu Amarnu Shavanesichem Avdil Nebeinichem Levein Elokeichem Mamish. This idea, however, that the Avaynes of an Adam can separate us between the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ha'aru Yaseyav Yavu Lana B'Shabbos Av Yamim Tovim. There's a big chiddush which takes place on Shabbos, and this is such a beautiful vart, he says. V'cholzechom b'pnei sh'achar sh'nafshash yisohem k'doshem. That since we are one with Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'nishar oy dvuka b'Hashem, k'dechziv ki chelak Hashem amoy, v'loy amar me amoy elei imoy mamish, u'ba'oysei chidik shish oy lanu yavu lanu harvik k'moy shamarno. So he explains that the Kedusha which takes place on Shabbos is not coming from the outside in. If that was the case, then there could be a mechitza between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu. Where is the Kedusha of Shabbos coming from? From within us. Meaning that it's able to avoid and to go around the mechitzas of our avonos, because that Kedusha is coming from within the neshama which we have already inside of ourselves. This is the secret of the Neshama Yaseiro. You can always count on the Neshama Yaseiro of Shabbos. It doesn't matter if a person is a big Baal Aveira, if he's not a big Baal Aveira. He may be a different Erechin, but as we said before, Matana Toiva Yeshti Beis Knoza. There's a Matana Toiva. Hashem is giving. What about any Mechitzas which are in between? There's no Inyan of Mechitzas. Like the Sfasama says, Beli Shum Emtsoi. This is a secret of Dveikis, that the Neshama Yaseiro of Shabbos Kodesh comes and is born out of the Dveikis which we have with Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Merkavas HaMishnah and the early Acharonim explaining the Mechilta, and he writes, if you take a look at the second paragraph, he's quoting the Shari Oira, Da ki ha'adam shem yashabis, nasa oisei oidam kamal kisei l'merkava la'ashem yizbarach. Like we know about the Avos HaKadoshim, that the Avos HaKadoshim were Merkava Stakadosh Baruch Hu. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Menucha is on us. Now listen to what he writes. This is why Shabbos is better than other mitzvahs. You are consumed by the Shabbos. V'nase kol gufay merkava lahashchina, v'yenikas kol evarav b'mitzvah Shabbos, v'hu soy nishama yaseira chelak elokam imal, mole kol something yisoy kol evarav v'gidav. That the Adam himself becomes a merkava lahashchina, which is really the tachlis of Bria. So what's taking place for Rabbi Yisai? That this difference between Olamas and Neshamas, when we understand the Neshama Yisera as being a Dveikas mitzad the fact that Klal Yisrael is a Chilak Elokam Imal, Ki Chilak Hashem Amoy, it transforms the whole Musag of what seems to be a Neshama Yisera, which is like this little droplet Min HaShemayim, that a person has a special Siyata Neshamaya, that when a person understands it at its core, a deeper Havana of Kiladas, Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, it's being megala kedushas Yisrael ba'atzmai, which leads us to this next idea in this comparison and this contrast between kedushas Yisrael and kedushas Shabbos. Take a look at the Menorah Samor. He writes, "Gedoy leShabbos. Why is Shabbos so great? She'ena nidches ela mipnei sakanas nefashos. That's why Shabbos is so great. And in fact, some of the Mefarshim explain this is the inyan of kviyah v'kayma." Kivakari means nothing can move Shabbos. Nothing can move Shabbos. It's always Yom HaShvi, and it will always be Yom HaShvi. It can never be Nidche for anything else. The only thing which could be Madchek Shabbos is Sakanas Nefashas. Now take a look at the Orachayim HaKadosh. This Orachayim HaKadosh is going on that pasuk which we quoted, and we've been quoting continuously, which is the pasuk of Aisi bin Evenechem Ladas Kiani Hashem Mekadishchem in Parshas Kisisa. He goes on that and he writes, Od Yirmas Ba'amas es Shab Soisai La Seis Tam La Miyot, because the Pasuk says, Ach es Shab Soisai, Lama Ani Oymelecha Shetachal La Shabbos Halachoyle, because it says, Ach es Shab Soisai, And notice Rabbi said this in called Shapsoisai, which we're going to see in Mefarshim, means my Heilige Shabbos, Hashem says. Ein ze kari chilo. When you have to be Mechal Shabbos because of a chayla, that's not called chilo Shabbos. Adrabba ze kari shmira Shabbos. This is a din in Hilchas Shabbos. Shabbos allows for Pikuach Nefesh to be Deicha Shabbos. Chal levav Shabbos echa kadishim shal Shabbos as arbe. V'gomar omer ki oisi b'nei v'neichem. Perish v'im kein ein shamein Shabbos. If there's no Yisrael, then there's no Shabbos. And he writes for Omer Ladas. Ka nischakim Hashem lehagdia shekdushas nefesh yisera gedoyla mikedushas Shabbos sheze nidchem ipnei ze. V'davar pashat hu shehakaton hu nidchem ipnei hagadol. V'hu Omer Ladas. Know this. Perish, but zeata yodea ki hashni Hashem mekadishchem yisgadu v'yiskadu shema yisbarach. But Hashem is telling Klal Yisrael through the halacha in the beginning of this pasuk, aches shabsoisai, is that nishmas Yisrael is even higher than kedushas Shabbos. And that's the halacha of pikuach nefesh deicha Shabbos, which is not a halacha in pikuach nefesh. Take a look in Hilchas Shabbos. It's a halacha in Hilchas Shabbos. Pikuach nefesh is deicha Shabbos means Shabbos allows for that. That's not called chilul Shabbos. That's called shmirah Shabbos. And the greatest shmirah of Shabbos possible is pikuach nefesh deicha Shabbos, which is like atam and chacham is the one. And halacha, who should be matzah pikuach nefesh? Because as we'll see, atam and chacham has the highest level of kedusha Shabbos is by atam and chacham. That he personifies the idea of what we're speaking about here of chelak halakam imal, which is niskala kedusha Shabbos. Not by every single Jew is this niskala. Mitzvah Hashem will talk about that. But if you're able to access Kedusha Shabbos, of what Neshama Yisrael means in its fullest sense, it's being Megale, the Kedusha Yisrael, which is higher than Kedusha Shabbos. And if you don't believe the Racham HaKadosh, then you can listen to the words of the Taras Moshe, which is a Chassam Sefer, and the next time, welcome sideways. Aches Shabsoi Se Tishmaru, Ki Oisi B'nei Oveneichem, B'dorei Sechem, Ladas, Ken Yashem Mekadishchem. He's going on the same Lashon, V'Ramban Perish Sha'ach Balamai Pikuach Nefesh, U'mila Shadeich HaShabbos, ומסמיכוס הפרשה למד נשם לחס המשכן אינו דייך שבס הכי דבי דמילה זה דייך בקוח נפש זה דייך אמר לחס המשכן זה נעת דייך אם כן שמע מינו שמכל מקום excuse me ממלחס המשכן שהיה אינן גודל מאוי even though the Mishkan and the building of the Mishkan is the greatest of things אף על פי כן נדחה מפני שבס ובכל זו שבס נדחה מפני קוח נפש מוכח כי גדולה קדושת ישראל ויוסר קודש וחושב בני השם נפש ישראל משבס ומכל שכן מבינים בית המקדש. וזה כמה עזה אהבת הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל. And from here we see how great אהבת הקדוש ברוך הוא is to Klal Yisrael. The Samech Shmir Shabbos Ach Melachas Hamishkan She Shabbos Deichasa Aval Ach, which is the Miyot of Pikuach Nefesh Deichas Shabbos, the Ze Ladas Ki Ani Hashem Mekideshchem She Iker Kedushasi Hu Bochem. What we see from here, Rabbi Isai, is the following musak. The Abu Jam told us that Kedushas Shabbos is the Siba which is Goram Kedushas Yisrael. Yet the Racham HaKadosh and the Chassam Sefer, which gives us a Hezber in the Merkavas HaMishnah and in the Sfas HaMis before, which tells us that Kedushas Shabbos is being Megal Kedusha, which is Dovik B'Kutcher Bichu, which seemingly is even higher than Kedushas Shabbos. So what we see from here, Rabbi Isai, is that Be'emes, the two things of course are not in steer with each other. We just have to know how to apply them. That when we first enter into Shabbos, and we don't yet know the real Kedushas Yisrael yet, so yes, the Kedushas Shabbos is Gdorim Kedushas Yisrael. But as we venture and we travel through Shabbos Kodesh, as we'll see tomorrow, Kedushas Yisrael is Misgadel B'Yeser B'Yeser Se'es. Until by the end of Shabbos Kodesh, which is the moment of the Vayah of the Nefesh, at that moment, Shabbos Shudas time, it's Nisgale, Kedushas Yisrael is even greater than Kedushas Shabbos. And with this, if we go back to the Gemara, which we said before, in Beit Adaf Yud Zayinam and Aleph, that second Mara Makom, when the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Yoyitav Shechalios V'Shabbos, Tani Tanak Hamid Rabbeinu, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Shabbos V'Zayin, Imam Elei, Otu Shabbos, Yisrael Mekadshilei. The Gemara has a Havamina. The Gemara has a Havamina. Tana Kamei Ravina, Mekadish Yisrael V'Hashabes Gazmanin. What's the Indian of this Havamina? Teretz says, we know that in Pimis HaTorah, Havamina is higher than the Maskana. Because really in the Havamina, in that place of Amina, which is Emuna, in that place, Kedushas Yisrael is higher than Kedushas Shabbos. And that's called Mekadish Shabbos Yisrael V'Hashabes Gazmanin. But in the Maskana, which is on earth, which is the Hamainam, which is the Darg of Halacha, of Shabbos Mekadosh V'Kayma, Ela'ema Mekadosh Shabbos Yisrael V'Azman. But the two things are true, and that's Muchach from the Havamina of the Gemara. And perhaps this is why we end on Matzah Yontif, if you can turn sideways again. We say, Berachat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hamavdil Mekodesh L'cho, Bin Yom HaShvi'i L'Shishat Zomim HaMaisa, Bin Kedushas Shabbos, Kedushas Yom Tov Hivdalta. V'yas Yom HaShvi'i M'Shishat Zomim HaMaisa Kidashta. Hivdalta v'kidashta es amcha Yisrael b'kedusha secha. Baruch atah Hashem ha-mavdil bin kodesh l'kodesh. There's different types of kedusha, like the Sfasim has told us. But the kedusha Yisrael is what? Hivdalta v'kidashta es amcha Yisrael b'kedusha secha. And this is the pshat that the pasuk says in the Navi. Oz tis'anag al Hashem. And the Zohar HaKadosh says al Hashem vaday. That the oinig of Shabbos is literally al Hashem. It's literally al Hashem. And just to be masber a little bit more, to be makayv al seichel, every single Jew is called Ani Hashem. Every single Jew has a piece in him, which is a chelek al kamimal, which he could say about himself, Ani Hashem. However, there's the big Ani Hashem, which is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ani Hashem. But on Shabbos, what takes place is that we all get plugged into the socket. That every single Ani Hashem, which is every single Jew, goes back to his shayresh, because Shabbos is a lashon of tshuva, and this is the real tshuva of Shabbos. That every Jew's Ani Hashem gets plugged into the big Shoyrish of all the Ani Hashems, and that's the pshat ladas kani Hashem mekadishchem. That you know that my Ani Hashem is mekadish your Ani Hashem, and the reason why you know that is because you're experiencing it, and everybody else could see it too. You know why? Because berchol b'morpan of shel Adam, that on the face of the Adam, which is megalul the pnimis of the Adam, you could see on a Jew's face on Shabbos if he's a real Talmud Chacham, if he's a real tzaddik. As we explained that the Kedusha Shabbos Be'etim is shori by the Talmid Chacham in Klal Yisrael, you can see on a Jew's face, on a Talmid Chacham's face, you could see on it, there's Ani Hashem Mekadesh Lo. Because he's Tis'anag al Hashem Vadai. Because he's plugging in, and he's actualizing that Neshama Yisrael to its maximum potential. And we'll see Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, this whole Tahalich of Shabbos Kodesh from Friday night to the end of Shabbos, and this role of the Neshama Yisrael which takes place. But what we see from Kedusha Shabbos, and this is a halacha in Shmir Shabbos, but from that halacha, which hardly ever happens, we hope it should never happen, Bikuach Nefesh Teich Shabbos, the concept, and that the Goydel Avaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, that really Neshama Yisrael is the highest, and it's the Kedusha Shabbos in its humility, and that Ayin, which we spoke about of Shabbos, that although when Shabbos begins even higher than Yisrael, but as Shabbos goes along and it's Mekasher ourselves to Kedusha Baruch Hu, it's Mezgalu, that Dvikas, which the Maral spoke about, which is the true expression of Ladas Ki Ani Hashem Mekadosh Hu.